fail to understand why there isn't even a junior minister of housing present to hear what we have to say. But I'm going to ask that maybe minister, who's a minister of state in the Department of Justice, that you would ensure that they read back the transcript of what we're about to say, particularly my colleague, Minister Charlie McConlogue, my constituency colleague, because it's important that he hears what I have to say today. Now, in terms of the background to defective blocks in Donegal, the west of Ireland, as many as 13 or 14 counties. But I can speak with great authority about my home county of Donegal. I live in Buncrana in the Inishowen Peninsula. It's at the epicentre of what is a disaster, an absolute disaster, caused by the utter failure of the regulation of the construction sector in this country. People have been left utterly traumatised and devastated by all of this. After many years of campaigning and trying to get to the truth of what happened, the government of the day came up with a 90-10 scheme. People wanted to give us a chance. It was better than nothing. And that scheme has become utterly discredited. On the back of that, the people of Donegal and Mayo rose up. That culminated in 20,000 people a year ago in this city demanding justice, demanding a scheme that allows them to rebuild their lives. The government said that would happen. Then in July of this year, they finally, months and months and months dragged on, finally came up with the updated scheme. The homeowners were engaging in good faith, and it looked like the issues that they were asking for to be addressed, that were entirely reasonable, many of them would cost nothing to the state, had been left out of the scheme. We then forced some degree of pre-legislative scrutiny at the Housing Committee, limited as it was, at least it was something, it was a day of scrutiny. And then all of the amendments, there were homeowners' amendments, 80 of them, all of them put forward by the opposition, were turned down. Now, Minister Charlie McConlogue challenged my party as to what legislation we had brought in, what amendments. Did he not pay any attention to that? I know he wasn't present. He didn't pay any attention to pre-legislative scrutiny. He didn't listen to the concerns of the homeowners. And then when it came to the actual legislation coming through here, he didn't seem to contribute a whole pile, made a bit of a speech. Did he not witness the opposition collectively putting forward 80 separate amendments on behalf of the homeowners? There's his amendments. And he asks now about Sinn Féin publishing amending legislation. For his information, we will be working with homeowners. Maybe he doesn't understand the legislative process in here, but when legislation is passed, it takes 6 months for amendments to that legislation to be accepted by these houses. 6 months. 6 months will pass in mid-January. And after mid-January, we will introduce amending legislation to the government's legislation, which still hasn't been enacted, by the way. We will introduce that in cooperation with the families, and we will go back at those issues again, because we believe this updated scheme is entirely flawed in terms of bringing justice, bringing 100% redress to our people. So Minister Charlie McConlogue has challenged us on that issue. I'm sorry he didn't pay attention back in July to the debate that took place. He didn't listen to the homeowners, didn't follow their amendments. We're going to bring them back in again, if he's so concerned, in mid-January, so he can support us, hopefully, finally, get behind the people of Donegal and do what's right by them when the opportunity comes again after mid-January next. Why I want to put all that on the record today is all of the homeowners who were in this gallery recently, who are affected by the apartments, to learn from what happened to us in Donegal, to learn from what happened to us in Mayo. When you're engaging in good faith in a process, you could be betrayed at a moment's time. So to learn from our experience, to make sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed, you're entitled to 100% redress. No matter where you live in this state, if you're a victim of pyrite, if you're a victim of defective blocks, if you're a victim of the cowboys who built houses during the Celtic Tiger for pure greed, you're entitled to justice. You're entitled to 100% redress. Do not accept assurances. Check everything. Get it right. So we will be back, Minister of State in the Department of Justice, James Brown. We will be back come January, and we will try again to make the government do what's right by the victims of this utter travesty and scandal when the time comes.